Not only does he have expertise in volleyball, he's helping our high school students get ready for college. Steve Urban with the Iowa College Access Network. Good morning to you, Steve.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for taking time. You're always busy with this, Steve. And let our listeners know once again what ICANN, the Iowa College Access Network, is all about.
ICANN's a nonprofit organization that serves Iowa students, families, and schools through career and college planning and financial aid services. We help students and families navigate the admissions process and the financial aid process. All of our services are free, and we are in 99% of Iowa high schools, and we served over 600,000 people last year. And I'm based at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs and Clark Hall in the Welcome Center. And I cover 12 counties in Western Iowa and 40 high schools through appointments and presentations. I just want to say what a great place Iowa Western has been to work. And it's really fun to watch the positive impact that it's having on people's lives every day.
That's awesome. What are some of the big things, Steve, that are happening for and at ICANN this fall?
Well, the middle of October through January is when ICANN does a lot of presentations at high schools. Our two major presentations during this time are the Career and College Planning, aimed for sophomores and juniors, and Understanding the Financial Aid Process, aimed for juniors and seniors. And I'm proud to say that ICANN will be at every high school in KMA land during at least one of these presentations this fall and winter. And Hy-Vee has stepped forward to be a sponsor for all of our career and college planning presentations and our freshman transition presentations statewide.
Very good. Now, let our listeners know, easy information to go online anywhere to find out when and where the presentations will occur.
Yeah, in every school, the high school counselor will be sending out information about the presentations to students and parents. Also, you can access the information from our ICANN website, which is www.icannsucceed.org, and click on the link on the front page, ICANN Events and Presentations. And I also know that the good people at KMA have also promised me that they're going to put that link on the KMA website for the Southwest Iowa presentation.
So that would be a hint to Chuck, I guess, right?
You bet.
Okay. All right. ICANSucceed.org. What about changes? Any changes in the area of financial aid?
Yes, there have been two huge changes in college financial aid, and that's one reason why we're encouraging students and parents to attend our presentations. It would also be important for parents of students who are already in college to attend our presentations as well. Number one is the Federal Student Aid ID, also known as the FSA ID. On May 10, 2015, Federal Student Aid, that's the organization that administrates the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, converted to a new system of logging into the FAFSA and signing it. Now a student and a parent will need to set up a username, password, and an email address to log into the FAFSA and sign it. And Federal Student Aid is bringing the security of the FAFSA up to a level like a bank would be in logging into your bank account. The second big change that has occurred is beginning with the 2017-18 school year, the FAFSA will be based on what is known as the prior tax year for information to be entered into the FAFSA. For example, students and parents who filed a FAFSA for the current school year of 2015-16 use the 2014 income tax return or the prior year tax return. But starting in 2017-18 in that school year, students and parents will use the 2015 tax return, or what is known as the prior tax return. Also for the 17-18 school year, college students will be able to file their FAFSA beginning October 1st of 2016 and will not have to wait until January 1st. Now, these are really two huge changes that have the potential to cause a lot of confusion. So we recommend attending an ICANN presentation at a nearby high school or college campus to become familiar with these changes. And if the date of the presentation conflicts in your schedule, it's fine to attend one at a nearby high school that may not necessarily be your own high school. And ICANN does presentations on college campuses as well.
All right. Well, again, how can people get more information overall so they can get involved and be helped?
Go to our ICANN website, www.icannsucceed.org, or you can call our toll-free number, 877-272-4692, and we are glad to answer questions on the phone, or we can also set up a one-on-one advising session in our ICANN offices.
All right. And as Dean mentioned, Steve helps us out a lot during volleyball season.
Yeah.
And Steve, another great job last night. You're looking forward to... Are you going to be with the Corner Conference tomorrow night?
I am.
Good.
Be there for the semi or for the consolation, the finals. I'm moving a little slow today because Derek kept me out too late last night with that 5-set match.
But that was a good one. I'm sure that you really enjoyed watching that. And I think there's some pretty good volleyball in KMA land this year, isn't there?
Oh, there definitely is. And it was a lot of fun to see a young Clarinda team stand up and challenge Red Oak, who's been a traditional power in Western Iowa. And they played really well, and so it was a lot of fun, and then we're looking forward to the Corner Conference tournament here on Thursday.
Great. Well, keep that coffee flowing and have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thanks a lot, fellas.
You bet.
All right, remember, their services they provide are free of charge, and you can learn more at icansucceed.org. That toll-free number again, 877-272-4692.